Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's the 23rd of November, which means it's the day 23 of Audio Mo. Today's subject is not too far from yesterday's. Yesterday's was Morton and the toxic waste burial that I was researching. Well, just due west from there, around about a mile or so away, is the Ogston Reservoir. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I've been doing some research on that. And I was awake for quite a long time last night. I was doing research for around about 3.5 to 4 hours. And just loving it, really. Loving doing this research. It's great. Great to learn these things. So, Ogston Reservoir. It was built by the Severn Trent Water Company in 1958. The feed for the reservoir is the River Amber. And the area that it covers is 800,000 metres squared, and it can hold 5.9 billion litres. The dam wall is a mixture of earth with a clay core, and it's 19.8 metres high and 213 metres long. So the dam itself was originally created to supply the National Coal Board's carbonisation plant at Wingerworth, but it now supplies water for the local area. It's also used as a holding ground for the nearby Carsington Reservoir as well. And also, I said that it was supplied by the River Amber. It can be supplied by the River Derwent as well, by the means of a pumping station at Ambergate. It can be supplied from that. And also, it can be fed from Carsington Reservoir as well via a gravity pipe. But I did read somewhere that these two methods can't be used at once, so they must use some similar piping network. So it took from 1958 to 1960 to have the reservoir fully finished and all the workings that are there, the water treatment plant, etc. And the valley itself was flooded in 1958, and it submerged lots of farms, lots of farmland, roads, and a section of the Ashover Light Railway. And I'll be doing more about that subject in the coming days. It also destroyed the village of Woolley and the Woolley House Hydro, a village store, and a pub called the Napoleon's Home. And there is a pub there, or there was a pub there, should I say. When I was a child, we used to walk over the hills from Morton to the Napoleon pub, have a drink, and then walk back. And I dare say it's around about 2.5 miles from where I used to live each way, so 5 in total. The villages were rehomed by the council, actually, to the nearby Woolley Moor village. It was a section called Badger's Lane, but due to like the growth of the village, it's now basically merged three little hamlets in one to be called Woolley Moor. And finally, it takes on a lot of roles, actually. Obviously, it's mainly for water nowadays, for water supply, excuse me. But there was a sailing club there, and they do windsurfing, and you can also go trout fishing. And 200 species of bird life have been recorded at the reservoir. And one of its claims to fame is that the yachtswoman Ellen MacArthur, who I think from memory she lives at Wat Stanwell, or that's where she was from, which is down in the Derwent Valley. She trained to become a yachtswoman there, and she was a while back, the fastest woman, or I think she completed the fastest solo circumnavigation. And that's all the information that I jotted down last night. It's another one of those things that there is Wikipedia, obviously. I try and stay clear of that place. But I've got most of my information from a mixture of the Severn Trent website, the Birdwatching Society website, and also from one of the local schools. So I was going everywhere, basically, to find out more. The Ashover Light Railway, like I say, I'll give you more info about that, and I'm hoping that I may walk the length of the old Ashover Light Railway. So, Ogston, I mean, it's a great picturesque little place, really, and if it was up to me, the border of the Peak District National Park would be extended to take in Ogston Reservoir, and it will go up to the Ricknell Street on the road towards Chesterfield. It would extend out that far because I think all that area there is worthy of inclusion in the Peak National Park, because it's a beautiful area. And I feel so lucky that that was basically our playground just south of the reservoir itself, where the River Amber flows down towards the Ambergate direction. We used to play in the river in summer, and we spent hours there jumping in and out of the river. It's a great place, and if I was to win the lottery, then I wouldn't move to somewhere like the Lake District. I would live in either Ashover or somewhere near Ogston Reservoir. Okay, that'll do. I'll speak to you all again very soon. Tomorrow, in fact. Bye for now.